No binging Ozark in Moscow, Netflix shuts down service in Russia. By Lucas Nolan on March 7, 2022. Netflix has reportedly shut down its streaming service in Russia following the country's ongoing invasion of Ukraine. The company seems to have no similar problem with China's ongoing genocide of the Uyghurs and other horrors. Reuters reports that mega-popular streaming platform Netflix has suspended its service in Russia following the country's invasion of Ukraine. Netflix temporarily stopped all future projects and acquisitions in Russia last week. A Netflix spokesperson commented on the decision, stating, "Given the circumstances on the ground, we have decided to suspend our service in Russia." Netflix has previously stated that it has no plans to add state-run channels to its Russian service despite a regulation that would require the streaming giant to provide access to state-backed stations. A number of tech giants have taken action against Russian state media, with multiple platforms banning Russian media across the EU. Facebook, including Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok, have completely banned Russian media outlets like Russia Today and Sputnik throughout the European Union. Breitbart News recently reported that Google blocked the mobile apps of Russia Today and Sputnik from its Play Store. The move comes shortly after Google's decision to remove Russian state media from its news-related features. Breitbart News' John Nolte recently commented on the trend of banning all Russian products and cutting Russian citizens off from multiple services. "These idiots tried to blacklist Russian novelist Fyodor Dostoevsky, who's been dead for 140 years. Dostoevsky. One of the greatest novelists in all of history. A flawed man, indeed, but a man who hailed from a Russia no one would recognize today. A novelist who explored the human condition like few others. Because Russian writers in those days were paid by the page. He could certainly be long-winded, but can you all take a breath now? How does waging McCarthyism on Russian citizens result in anything other than those citizens siding with Putin? Who might be a very bad man, but who is not waging war on them? Maybe take a lesson from the one man who actually defeated Russia, Ronald Reagan. He brought that country to its knees and always distinguished between the Russian government and the Russian citizen. You do know you're pouring out Russian vodka while filling your tank with Russian oil, right?" The Metropolitan Opera is creating hardcore Putin allies by blacklisting Russian artists. Cats are being blacklisted for the sin of being Russian. Cats. Digital people are being blacklisted. It just goes on and on and on and on and on and on, and some people are blacklisting themselves. Read more at Breitbart News here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship. Follow him on Twitter at Lucas Nolan or contact via secure email at the address lucasnolan@protonmail.com.